Listening Library presents Wrapped by Jennifer Bradbury. Read for you by Elisa Steele. London, June 1815. Chapter 1. Put the book down, darling, my mother said from her chair beside the mirror. The chapter's end is only a short way off, I replied, reaching out with my other hand to flip the page. Despite the ache in my shoulder from holding the book at arm's length so the dressmakers could work on my gown, I didn't want to give it up. For heaven's sake, you've read it a dozen times, Mother said, rising to snatch the book from my hand. I half lunged for it, an action answered by the jabs of a dozen pins in places sensitive enough to ensure the book was lost to me for now. It improves each time, I told her, letting my arms fall, the sensation of the blood rushing back into my fingertips too brief before the dressmaker nudged one elbow upward again. Please, miss, the woman said, gesturing at the bodice, managing to sound even more exasperated with me than Mother had. I lifted my arms again, posing as if I were about to take flight. According to some, I was. My debut had come, bringing with it Mother's long-awaited opportunity to parade me about in front of all of London. The dress wrapped itself around me in tucks and folds of silk, the colour of cream as it stands on the top of a cup of tea, waiting to be stirred in. The trim of the neckline was exquisitely wrought in lace Mother had warned me more than once not to tell Father the price of. I'd pleaded unsuccessfully to have this particular dress.